Welcome to the Making Up School Cool podcast, the link between research, practice, and theory for those who are interested in the activities youth are involved with during non-school hours. The Making Up School Cool podcast is produced by Case for Kids, the Division of Ferris County Department of Education, and I'm your host, Mike Wilson. As we continue our series of interviews, which explore the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the OST field, the Houston area community, as well as families at large, today we will feature an interview with Mary Wagner of the Houston Public Library. Mary has a combined 28 years of library management, project management, and youth services experience at Houston Public Library. Mary, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Are you adjusting to our new normal?
Yes, sir.
I know it takes a little. It takes a while, but I think I'm starting to get a hang of this.
I actually see some benefits to the new normal.
Yeah, it definitely does have some benefits. Well, tell us a little bit about your work and role with the library.
All right. So I've been with the library, as you said, 28 years. So I started out in youth services, and then I became a manager, and then a district manager, and then a project manager, and then I came back to youth services, and now I'm the youth services advocate, which is a wonderful role to have because I get to share all about Houston Public Library's services, programs, and resources for youth from ages babies 0 to 18. So we cover a wild gamut there of ages.
Yeah, sounds like you definitely have the from birth to almost adult.
Yes.
Since we're experiencing the COVID-19 pandemic, what adjustments have the library implemented since this occurred?
It's one of those things where it's been a challenge to push us out of being bigger than our buildings because we've been very focused on what happened inside our buildings. And so now our new front door is that virtual door of you're coming in through our website and then seeing us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. So we've changed that way. And in some ways, it's been a boon for us because now we have programs that are online available for our customers to see when they want to see it. So we may post, a program, say on Facebook or on our website on Monday, but that doesn't mean that you can't catch it on Saturday watching YouTube.
I like the way you phrase that we've become a lot bigger than the brick and mortar that we're housed in, and this has definitely created a way for us to expand services, be it the library, be it the support that Case for Kids provide to our providers and the people in the districts that we work with. So mm-hmm. I think that was a great analogy that you did say. What should people do if they have books or other items that they've checked prior to the library closing?
Well, right now, many of our location book drops are open. Some locations that remain under renovation, their book drops remain closed. That's Dixon, Kendall, Melcher, Flores, Lakewood, and McCrane Cashmere Gardens. But for the most part, the book drops are open. There's a couple locations where the gate may, not permit access. And I know one location this week, the health department is doing the COVID testing. And that's Collier Regional Library. So their book drop is not open this week.
Well, what if a person has, say, an overdue book? Are y'all still charging fees?
Actually, we're not. The due dates have been extended, and we're continuing to waive those fees. We realize that a lot of people are homebound, especially our elderly and at-risk communities. So we want to, be as empathetic and as responsible as we can be in, basically saying stay at home, stay safe. So we are extending those times and fees.
And now that a lot of people are at home, they have a lot of time to do, say, spring cleaning. And so mm-hmm. people have old books that they want to donate to the library. Are y'all collecting any types of donations?
We are not at this time, because I'm not sure, but I don't think the warehouse is open right now, where we store the books that are donated until we have a book sale. And so until that reopens, then we're not really accepting donations.
So they should just hold on to those and then
hold on to them. We'll take them eventually.
Right, right.
Just be patient.
We're going to shift gears a little bit. Now that the school year has opened and summer has begun, what services will the library provide for your target youth group?
Well, you know, this is where I get super excited, because every year starting May 1st, you can register for the John P. McGovern Foundation Summer Reading Program. And so we're already registering babies to teens. And so there's also even a reading program for adults. So, you know, you just go online at thathoustonlibrary.org/summer and register today. Start now. Once you register, then there's different activities starting June 1st that we encourage you to do with us and share with us. So we have virtual badges. You will also still be able to award to receive books this summer, but we won't be awarding them until the fall, until we actually, you know, phase in a reopening of a location, then we will start awarding the books that the kids earn. So how it works is that if someone, a youth from 0 to 18, reads 20 minutes a day for 10 consecutive days, it does not have to be consecutive, for 10 days, then they can receive a free book. And we try to have a variety on hand, so there's a little bit of choice in that. The idea is that we want to build that habit of reading. So if you read 20 minutes a day, it doesn't matter what you read. It can be an audiobook, an ebook, a comic book. We have Comics Plus, where you can read all kinds of comic books. You could go to Tumble Books, where the book is read aloud to a child, and those are picture books all the way to beginning chapter books. So a magazine, we don't really care. All reading counts. If you're listening to a book, that counts as well. If you're listening to one of our podcasts, that counts as well. So it all goes into that same pot to where you can win either a virtual badge or a book. Virtual badges are awarded for a variety of things. So we have badges from going on one of our virtual tours. Another badge is for participating in some activities. So it could be a STEM activity where you're learning a little math and science. It could be one of our online videos. It could be that you participated and watched one of our performers this summer that we have done tape shows for you, so you can check out those. It also could be that you have liked us on social media. So we have virtual badges for all kinds of things. We really put a variety out there so that the youth have an opportunity to interact with us and to also feel that they're full participants in this process, that it's not just here it is and then that's it. It's we have something for you to do, and you can share back with us what your product was. So I'm going to give an example. Have you ever heard of a zine, Mike? Z-I-N-E?
I don't think I have.
Okay, so a zine is an online magazine that you create. So, and there's different types of zines. So we're going to have a video about how to create a basic zine. And so it could be where a youth does this by themselves, or they get together with friends and then the friends contribute, and they could do that, you know, through online means. They could even do it through text messaging each other and put it together, and then they could publish their own little zine. And if they share it with us, then we would love that.
Awesome. That does sound like something that definitely our older students would be drawn to. I have a 12-year-old and a soon-to-be 14-year-old. And right. So I know that's definitely something that is a little different, but it also gives them the opportunity to express themselves.
Exactly. And so also, if you're looking on Twitter and Instagram, we're going to have weekly writing prompts. So we'll throw something out there. And then if you write about that theme, then that's something that you could share with us. So, you know, it might be, you know, who is your superhero or your hero? It could be make three wishes. What are they? So it's just little prompts to stimulate the imagination to get you started. But then it's, you know, it's really all up to the youth and their creativity as to what that product is. So they're not just consumers of our content. They're also creators of the content. I really, really believe that's important.
Yeah, I think that's a really nice concept. Now, if a person reads the books, I'm assuming for the infants that it would have to be an adult. Once they finish the 10 books, do they send something to you guys, or how do you monitor to make sure that they completed the task?
Okay, so they don't have to read 10 books. They just have to read for 10 days, and it doesn't have to be consecutive days, for 20 minutes a day. So this is really pretty easy because we want to build that habit where you set aside a bit of time every day just to relax and get into reading. It's a different mindset. You'll find that the space around you becomes broader. Your world expands is what I'm trying to say. And so by reading, we really want you to use your imagination. Our summer theme this year is so amazing. It's all about your story. And that's why I keep talking about, you know, not just reading, but also writing and also art. So whatever your story is, that's what we want to know. I also think that the summer is a time for youth to catch up in some cases. I know that some youth are going to be going to summer school, so I really kind of wanted to address that as well. We have something called Print Brain Fuse, and this is a service for which you do have to have a library card. It takes about 5 minutes to get a library card online. It's super easy. You only have to be a resident of the state of Texas to get a card. So parents, please, or caregivers, please register your children. If you're over 18, you can register yourself. But we have this resource, and it's called Brain Fuse. And so a customer can get homework help. They can build skills. They can get writing assistance. It's from kindergarten through early levels of college. So they have all the AP tests, like AP English, chemistry, biology, physics. There's also a side for some ESL where they do some help also with citizenship tests. You can prepare for all kinds of tests from college to career tests. So the ACT, SAT, the STAR exams, all of those sorts of tests are out there on Brain Fuse. It's a very robust resource. The beautiful thing about it is because it is online, we find that students are very comfortable with it. They feel very supported. They feel very encouraged. They're not given answers. They're actually tutored to where they have to arrive at that answer or create, you know, what they're writing. They get encouragement, but they don't have somebody else do it for them.
Right. Well, I do like the concept that you give parents as well as youth the opportunity to develop a schedule. Some of these days, sometimes they either go real fast or some days they can be really long. And I think, you know, having the opportunity to say, okay, on these days, I'm going to set aside some time to either read a book or to catch up on some subjects that I may had to take last year and didn't do as well as I thought I would. Or maybe right. Taking next year, I can sort of get a head start. And so you said some of these services, people do not need a library card, or do they need a library card to have access to everything?
It's a bit of both. So say for our summer reading program, you don't have to have a card to sign up. Just sign up. Do the activities. And then, you know, once you've done it, then we'll ask you a question, say about that virtual tour that you took. And once you answer the question correctly, then it unlocks that virtual badge for you. We have virtual story times for the little ones every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. There are podcasts for tweens on Tuesdays and teens on Thursdays. There's crafts, STEM, and gaming videos throughout the week. And we're also going to have a lot of those favorite performers that kids have been coming to the library to see for, you know, for the last 20 years even. They'll be here back again. So we will have, you know, performers like Puppets Pizzazz, Andy Runiverse, let's see, what's another? Texas Snakes. So we'll have that mix of programs that you always expect. But we'll also have these other things, because once again, the good thing about what's happened with this pandemic is that it has made us be a little more creative and think outside the box. So we encourage everyone to get that free library card, because many of our programs and services you can access with that one, but some you will need to access our free resources. So a lot of students already have a MyLink card. If they're in HISD or ALEAF ISD, they already have a card, and it's the same as their school lunch number and their PIN number. If you don't have a library card, no problem. We're offering temporary online cards that will be good for children through August 1st. You just click get a MyLink card today to get your online code for that card.
Great. So it's real easy and it's real simple. You said it takes about 10 minutes, correct?
No, 5 minutes. It's fast.
5 minutes. Yeah. It's quicker than that.
Be sure to check off you're a Texas resident.
Okay. Shift gears a little bit. Can other OST organizations and childcare centers coordinate with the library for services?
Yes,
so they just need to contact the library?
Just contact the library either through social media, mail us, or contact 832-393-1313.
And I'll put all that information on the description of this podcast so that people definitely will have access to it. As we slowly reopen, do you mm-hmm. see future adjustments that you've made be continued in the library?
The virtual programming that we've created, that will continue. And we're very excited because we had not done podcasts in the past, or very few. And so that's, you know, that's something new that we've kicked off. We have not done like any kind of gaming video or program that was online in the past. So that's also new. Some services I think that our customers we've had for a long time, but have lacked awareness. Our customers have lacked awareness of them, like BrainFuse. Those services will continue. We're also, it's been this opportunity to have our customers virtually explore and visit the historic Julia Idison building, which has the Houston Metropolitan Research Center in it. And so customers can access historic pictures online. There's oral histories. There's a lot of really first-hand accounts in our Houston area digital archives. I think that the African American Library School at the Gregory School is working on some virtual tours and exhibits. Family genealogy and family history through the Clayton Library for Genealogical Research and Center. There's, you know, great resources there as well. And so I think it's a matter of we've had some things already there, but now we've expanded them in such a way, and we will continue to expand so that our customers can continue to access online. I think they'll be amazed and surprised by really the breadth and depth of what we have to offer.
And that's one of the goals of our podcast, is to allow families as well as those that are in the OST field to be able to take advantage of all the resources that are out there. Mm-hmm. And now that more and more organizations are taking advantage of what's there virtually, this definitely gives us the opportunity to connect some of those resources. And I know, at least for my family, and I'm sure for a lot of other families, you know, with the kiddos being at home, a lot of adults being at home, having mm-hmm. access to resources that we can do as a family together is definitely beneficial. Well, Mary, I thank you for taking some time and sharing with us all the wonderful things that the Houston Public Library is doing. Do you have any final comments or thoughts?
I do. I just want to mention that curbside starts next week, June 1st, the same day as the summer reading program kickoff, at 10 locations. So please check the website, houstonlibrary.org, for more information about that.
Most definitely. And I'm really excited to hear about the podcast that you guys are launching. In fact, we may see if we could set up a show talking to those people who are going to be over your podcast. So that might be a future production for our Making Up School Cool podcast.
Oh, we'd love it. Thank you.
No problem. Well, thank you again so much for taking time and sharing with us all the wonderful things that the Houston Public Library is doing. Thank you for all the services that you provided in the past, and I really and truly appreciate the comments and the wealth of information you always share, not only on this podcast, but even in some of the community meetings that we've been doing together virtually.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You have a great day, Mary.
You too, Mike. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.